The shield required that I stay small and quiet behind it so as not to draw attention to my imperfections and vulnerabilities. It was exhausting. I remember a very tender moment from that year when Steve and I were lying on the floor watching Ellen do a series of crazy arm-flinging and knee-slapping dances and tumbles. I looked at Steve and said, "Isn't it funny how I just love her that much more for being so vulnerable and uninhibited and goofy? I could never do that. Can you imagine knowing that you're loved like that?" Steve looked at me and said, "I love you exactly like that." Honestly, as someone who rarely risked vulnerability and always steered clear of silly or goofy, it never dawned on me that adults could love each other like that, that I could be loved for my vulnerabilities, not despite them. All of the love and support I received, especially from Steve and Diana, my therapist, allowed me to slowly begin to take more risks, to show up at work and at home in new ways. I took more chances and tried new things, like storytelling. I learned how to set new boundaries and say no, even when I was terrified that I was going to piss off a friend or squander a professional opportunity that I'd regret. So far, I haven't regretted a single no. Going back to Roosevelt's Man in the Arena speech, I also learned that the people who love me, the people I really depend on, were never the critics who were pointing at me while I stumbled. They weren't in the bleachers at all. They were with me in the arena, fighting for me and with me. Nothing has transformed my life more than realizing that it's a waste of time to evaluate my worthiness by weighing the reaction of the people in the stands. The people who love me and will be there regardless of the outcome are within arm's reach. This realization changed everything. That's the wife and mother and friend that I now strive to be. I want our home to be a place where we can be our bravest selves and our most fearful selves, where we practice difficult conversations and share our shaming moments from school and work. I want to look at Steve and my kids and say, "I'm with you, in the arena, and when we fail, we'll fail together while daring greatly." We simply can't learn to be more vulnerable and courageous on our own. Sometimes our first and greatest dare is asking for support.